Chapter 3. Biogeneers was housed in the last building of the last anonymous industrial park before Highway 280. Peter pulled his Le Mans Blue 1968 Corvette Stingray out of Biogeneers parking lot in a daze and onto empty Sandhill Road. Rush hour usually inched, but the malls and buildings were mostly empty and the roads clear of traffic, like a zombie movie. The public feared the new plague. On mental autopilot, he followed El Camino Real north. No longer the royal road of the Spanish Empire, it was now the high-tech highway through the world's greatest technological empire of Silicon Valley. Peter had fancied himself a Spanish grandee in that brave new empire. Until today. Today, the Inquisition began. Amanda tapped her go, checking email and news. She avoided answering the phone, not knowing what to say. The CNN feed was grim. A hitherto unknown group called ATIMO, American Terrorists and American Military Occupation, was taking responsibility. They wanted an end to foreign occupation and opportunistic wars, and were willing to spill their own blood and that of their fellow Americans to do it. Three young people were named as perpetrators, and their identities were confirmed by security footage and DNA analyzed from saliva left on their disposable coffee cups thrown in trash cans.
My God! Children inspired by bad TV reruns, gasped Amanda.
No, sighed Peter. A-Team is a special forces nickname for their fighting units. Shit. The FBI said their deaths were a radical form of suicide bombing, designed for maximum shock, awe, and elimination of evidence. An investigation to find the creators of both attack and suicide technologies was ongoing, but there was evidence to suggest a Californian company had the capabilities to make this new plague. The government's failure to prevent the tragedy was blamed on insufficient security and intelligence funding, and law enforcement agencies were asking Congress for authorization to protect our nation with private security contractors unfettered by federal law enforcement regulations. Congress would agree to provide this and more in the months to come. They acquiesced without debate, because fear was a budget line item.